Jesus, Ray.
Uh-oh.
This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray,
what?
Love the show.
Hey. This is the Ray Foley Podcast.
Oh, the FOMO. Hello, my name is Ray FOMO. Ray FOMO in the afternoons. Turn on the Ray FOMO show.
Should the Coldplay lads that come to Ireland roughly every, what, 10 years is it thereabouts? So you only have to wait another decade, Ray. Was it about 10 years? Don't embarrass me and say it's 4 years.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't even know when it was I saw them, but I've said this before. I had no expectations going into a Coldplay gig. I'd be like, yeah, grand, yeah, Coldplay, yeah, whatever. Yeah, cool, yeah, cool, fine. Went to the gig and it absolutely blew my mind. And I thought, maybe I'll go on the Monday night once I'm back from the holidays. Then it started raining. Oh, it started raining. And he'll melt in the rain. That soft boy, he'll melt in the rain. So I didn't go because I was scared of the rain. 0874-100-102 if you're at Coldplay. Hi, Ray JP. I was there last night and I went as a normal, regular, Mullingar, cynical, moany woman.
Shout out to all the Mullingar women.
Sarah, you're very honest. I went as a normal, regular, Mullingar, cynical, moany woman. But I can confirm I am now a changed woman. I have never experienced a concert like it in my life. Sarah, I don't need you texting this into me with the FOMO. I'm already up to my eyes with the FOMO. I'm dripping in FOMO. I've never experienced a kind of concert like it. I'm also manifesting that Chris Martin is going to be my best friend. What a man, what a performer, what a night. I'd be sick if I missed it, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Love the show. Hey, cheers, Sarah. And Amy, Chris Martin was talking about my auntie on the stage. She was at one of the Coldplay after parties and didn't know who the drummer was. I've seen this. Crow Park shared this. Wait a second, please hold. I have this, JP.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on one second. I swear on my life. Crow Park shared the official Crow Park Instagram. Here it is. Please hold. So hang on. What did Amy say in her text, first of all? She says, bear with. Chris Martin was talking about my auntie on stage. She was at one of the Coldplay after parties and didn't know who the drummer was and hit on him and asked him if he was at the concert and was it any good? From Amy. Hang on. This is Chris Martin then on stage. This is him talking about the whole thing. He's telling the story of the auntie on stage in front of 80,000 people.
Like that, like in a flirty way. You know how people say about hats. And then she went away again.
Oh, right. She said, I like your hat. Like, oh, hi there. What's your name? I like your hat.
Like that, like in a flirty way. You know how people say about hats. And then she went away again. And then she came up to him again a bit later and she said, I really like your hat. And he said, thanks. And she said, did you go to the concert? Did you?
Jesus.
So, after 27 years, he's still not famous, but he's still incredible. Mr. Johnny Buckley, don't
get Oh, my God. Can you imagine being in Coldplay all your life and people not knowing who you are? They call my Coldplay correspondent. It was Amy that sent it in, wasn't it?
Yeah, so
it's Amy about her auntie.
It's ringing
now, so it is.
Hello?
Amy, it's Ray Foley here. How are you?
Hiya, how are you, Ray?
Spill the tea, madam. That was Chris Martin himself telling the story.
This is Ray Foley on the phone. I swear on my life.
So
I'm in the office here with the girls. They're all like, I swear to God.
Tell them I'm sorry, it's not the cash machine, it's just the gossip and the bitching about your auntie.
She works they're from town, right, originally, they're from the Liberty.
Okay.
My auntie's there, right, and she works in a homeless shelter in town, and apparently the tour manager came in and gave them all free tickets to go to the after party in Merrion Road in O'Donoghue's. So she went and she brought a couple of my cousins with her, and she didn't know who the drummer was, so she went up to the bar to him and she said to him, I love your hat is lovely. And he said, thanks very much. And she says to him, did you go to the concert tonight? And he just said to her, yeah. And she said, well, what did you think of it? Was that any good?
Here's a pop question for you, Amy. Do you know the name of the drummer in Coldplay?
Johnny something, is it?
Do you know what? I wouldn't have gotten that. And this is the thing, because it's all about Chris Martin. The rest of them, it's like, you know they're there, but you wouldn't have a clue of any of the rest of their
names.
Yeah,
so she didn't have a clue. And the drummer and the drummer and the guitarist are the image of each other. They look the exact same as well. So.
Right.
But we were after Googling the whole band before she went to the after party and showed her everybody. Like,
oh, no! She'd done the homework and she still got it wrong.
And then he said she was flirting with him as well because she was like, oh, your hat is lovely.
So what is his story? Is he single or I guess he's not. I guess.
He was the drummer, yeah. I'm not sure, but he wasn't into her in any way.
He wasn't interested, given that she didn't know who he was.
No.
So tell us, I'm so sorry to go sad in the conversation, but I guess she's died now of mortification, actually. So I'm so sorry for your loss. When is the funeral?
She won't even show her face today to collect the kids from our grandkids from school.
Wait, hang on. She's supposed to be collecting her grandchildren from school and she's not going to go.
No, she said she's too embarrassed. No, she will go and get them, but she said she's so embarrassed because we tagged her on Facebook and Instagram and everything else. We tagged her on it this morning, so everybody around the area knows it was her that Chris Martin was talking.
Poor lady.
Just to clarify, Amy, you were exactly right. They are the spit of each other, the guitarist and the drummer. So the drummer is called Will Champion and the guitarist is called Johnny Buckland. So do we think it was the guitarist she was hitting?
It was the guitarist. It was Johnny.
Okay.
My aunt and my cousins that went got pictures with him and all. He was meant to be lovely. He was really nice to them and all. So I'd say he just didn't have the heart to say to her, I'm the guitarist.
He didn't say anything. He was cool about it, was he?
He just went along with her. He just kind of said, no, the gig was really good, yeah.
Isn't that lovely, though? How nice to give of the Coldplay lads to give the tickets as well. Isn't that really sweet?
Yeah, they're real do-gooders, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a pity they didn't give tickets for the gig, but sure, what's your auntie's name again?
Samantha Bourne.
You're going full title on it. She's not getting away from this. She's definitely not going to the school gates now. Those poor grandchildren are going to be left all evening while you're trying to get tickets. Listen, Amy, thanks so much for taking the call. Where do you work?
I work in Puratus then, Ray.
Yeah.
We love the show.
Yay! There's Amy. I tell you what, I'm going to give Amy the break in the Heritage. TheHeritage.com, a two-night stay with breakfast and dinner on an evening in Blake's restaurant at TheHeritage.com. Looks absolutely gorgeous. Sweet. This is Today FM and Coldplay.
This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray,
what?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.